I mean, are you worried about these people that keep contacting you? These people that still have money. These people that can still put a plate of food on their fucking plates. These people that are still driving around their cars and don't have an issue of going up to a fucking petrol station and filling these tanks. These people that keep fucking carrying on and thinking I'm fucking God of a fucking magistrate that can sort everything out. I can do everything. I control the courts. I control the fucking sheriff. I control everything. I'm Jock Sasson. I fucking control his brain. Everybody thinks all these people that have fucking money to do what they want, while people like me that have fucking worked their pusses off to build a business lost fucking everything because of one cunt, and then I gotta keep listening to shit. Keep listening to shit. Like I said, the money you paid me, you owe 10 times that money to people. And you putting your stresses that you're getting from them on top of me as well. That's not fair. That is not fair. I can't even go away for a month in a fucking bush just to relax. Where's my money? I want my money. There's people that have lost their homes that are my number one priority to give fucking money to. Lost their cause. Innocent, honest people that have never done anything wrong to anybody. When they kill a fly, they fucking feel guilty for killing a fly. Those people are my number one first priority because they worked their hard their whole life to get something and now they've lost it. And I gotta worry about fucking people that still have hundreds of thousands of rands in their bank account, carrying on and moaning like it's the end of the world for them, eating their bloody luscious steaks and all that stuff. Well, these people don't even know where their next meal is going to come from. The audacity, I should say. So if you were in my shoes, Rory, what would you do? Eh? What would you do? Tell me. You would do the same as me. You would liquidate. You would say, you know what? Just let these people fucking liquidate me and carry on. Carry on for themselves. That's what I'll do. I'm very picky who I take money from because the rich do not deserve to get richer. I look after the poor person, the person who battles every day to make a living. People that have worked their whole lives just to get something out in the end and they get screwed by their fucking pension funds and everybody. Those are the people I like to help. And I've got lists of them. Lists. How many people I've helped? How many people have bought houses because of me? People that are deserving. Lists of them. I can fucking fill the whole of fucking CR Swart's courts with these people as witnesses to how my business ran. And I get one fucker that comes in and fucks everything up. And while I'm still trying to get my brain around 90% of the stuff that I'm still fighting. I'm being threatened. I got deadlines. I got 30 hours. Do you honestly think I got time to listen to that shit? But I must be cool. I must be calm. I must be placid. I carry my fucking firearm with me every day. I got a fucking bodyguard that follows me every day because of you and your threats and stuff to me all the time. Eh? Can't even feed my fucking self properly because of all this push shit that keeps happening. And I must worry about people that steal from other people to want to give other people that need stolen money to for shit. No. It's about principle, morals, ethics. That's what it's about. Now I gotta deal with all this shit every fucking day. Lawyers up my fucking asshole too. Wanting papers and wanting documents and wanting this to counter fucking Sasson's bullshit all the time. If you want to do me a favor, go put that fucker in a hole somewhere. Then he's gone and I don't need to deal with all this shit anymore. And let's carry on. Or why don't you do this, Rory? Give me some concrete fucking evidence and information for all the fucking millions that cunt has stolen from fucking innocent people, and let me put him behind fucking bars where he can never do anything again, and then I can fucking get this case resolved and never have to worry about it again. How's that? Huh? How's that? Do you know how many fucking papers I've had seizing my bank accounts? Get it unfrozen, frozen again. Get it unfrozen, frozen again. Win the case, appeal the case. Win the case, appeal the case. Do you know how that feels? Huh? Do you? I don't think you do, Rory. Dealing with a bunch of fucking pricks all day, that's all I do. So why don't you do that for me? Why don't you help me like that? Let me get rid of Sasson. Give me some fucking evidence that I can reopen again. I can phone my connections that I have in the state. And let me put this fucker behind bars with some concrete evidence. And you know what, Rory? I'm a good person. I don't rat people out. I don't take stress from other people and then give other people my fucking telephone number to make calls to me and send me messages because I'm a fucking scaredy cat. I'm not a fucking rat. Why don't you get me some information? Nobody will ever know that you gave that information to me and let me get that fucking O behind bars. Then this whole thing can be fucking put to rest. I can have my shit released and I can pay everyone. Finished.